President Donald Trump has been talking for days about purported Iranian agreements on the Strait of Hormuz and an impending deal, but it seems it was the United Nations that sealed a deal with Iran to open the vital strait for humanitarian aid. Iran's ambassador to the UN, Ali Bahreini, says Iran agreed to a UN request to allow passage of humanitarian aid and agriculture shipments. In a post on social media, he said the move reflects Iran's continued commitment to supporting humanitarian efforts and ensuring that essential aid reaches those in need without delay. The move came hours after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced the formation of a task force to meet humanitarian needs in the strait. Stéphane Dujarric, a spokesperson for the UN chief, says the new mechanism will facilitate fertilizer trade and the movement of raw materials.
If successful, it would also create a confidence among member states on their diplomatic approach to the conflict and constitute a valuable step towards a wider political settlement.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was in France for a meeting of foreign ministers of the G7 nations. After closed-door meetings, Rubio spoke to reporters about the war, giving a timeline for when he expects it to end.
We are on or ahead of schedule in that operation and expect to conclude it at the appropriate time here. In a matter of weeks, not months, and the progress is going very well. Obviously, we have some work to do. We have to finish the job, and we are finishing that job.
Rubio was trying to convince European allies to send ships to help reopen the Hormuz Strait to shipping, especially for oil tankers. But allies have been hesitant, saying they were not involved in or informed about the U.S. invasion. They're also concerned about reports of Russian involvement on the side of Iran in the form of upgraded drone components and shared intelligence used to target U.S. troops. Yvette Cooper is Britain's foreign minister.
We're deeply concerned about the links between Russia and Iran that have been long-standing in terms of shared capabilities. For example, drones provided to Russia by Iran that have been involved in the conflict about Ukraine. But we have also seen support from Russia provided to Iran in the Middle East conflict as well.
Rubio downplayed that concern.
There is nothing Russia is doing for Iran that is in any way impeding or affecting our operation of the affected missile. That's the best way that I could put it.
He saved his criticism for Iran.
Every problem in the Middle East tracks back to Iran. Hezbollah, Iran. Shia militias that are destroying and threatening Iraq, Iran. Hamas, Iran. The Houthis, Iran. Assad when he was in Syria, Iran. Everywhere you turn, they're behind all of it. They are a destabilizing, dangerous, evil force that had to be dealt with. They have to be weakened.
The U.S. continues to say that talks to end the war are going well, and Iran continues to say it is not negotiating. Rubio says the U.S. can achieve its objectives without ground troops, but more than 3,000 more Marines and paratroopers are on their way. Israel says it's expanding its campaign against Iran, and Iran keeps firing missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab states. And as usual in wars, it's the civilians who are hit the hardest. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk is calling for a prompt investigation into the deadly airstrike on a girls' school in Minab, Iran, that apparently involved a U.S. missile.
Whatever differences countries have, we can all agree they will not be solved by killing schoolchildren. Senior U.S. officials have said the strike is under investigation. I call for that process to be concluded as soon as possible and for its findings to be made public. There must be justice for the terrible harm done.
He also had a broader message about the war.
Resort to the use of force at a time when negotiations were ongoing is a strategic failure that has had a devastating impact on civilians. The military escalation in the Middle East and the Gulf is reaching dangerous levels. It must end.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.